looking good at Bob's Surplus Store.
Bob's Surplus is in Middletown, Enfield, Whitney Avenue, Hamden, Visa and MasterCharge. Welcome. 726. Boy, the skiers are getting all geared up for another great skiing season. We have an ESAC ski report right here.
Vermont ski areas got between 2 and 6 inches of snow in this most recent storm. In the southern half of Vermont, that snow was followed by a period of sleet and rain. Ski areas from Killington and Pico Peak North have mostly packed powder and powder surface conditions this morning. Areas to the south generally groomed loose granular with some packed powder, frozen granular, or wet snow cover as well. Ski areas throughout Vermont continue to average 80% or more of their terrain open. In western Massachusetts this morning, snow cover is generally loose granular, though Brody and Jiminy Peak report predominantly packed powder surface conditions. Otis Ridge and Mount Tom are open on about half their trails today, with other Berkshire ski areas having between 80 and 100% of their trails open this morning. In Connecticut, it is mostly loose granular snow cover at ski areas this morning. 4 to 5 trails are now open at Ski Sundown and at Powder Ridge. Mount Southington has 9 trails open this morning, Mohawk Mountain 18 trails. Connecticut ski areas are a good example of the fact that southern New England ski areas have made little to no change in the amount of terrain open, with some areas actually increasing the number of trails open this morning. This is Sumner McLeish reporting for 96 TIC FM.
Thank you, Sumner. 727, 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up, Traveler's Weather. John Elliott's going to have news headlines. And then the all-omniscient, the all-knowing Swami of the airwaves, the great Gernak, will be here to mystify you on the radio. Stick around.